Well, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap. I had something I wanted to share with you a little bit earlier there, but apparently that is not a functioning portion of today's program. And that's just the way the day is going to start. Good morning. Yeah, Jimmy LaRue on a Saturday morning. Sitting here, hanging tight, waiting for Matt Christensen to roll through that front door. He might be sitting behind me for all I know. But just waiting for him to maybe come on in and see about getting on the program yet today to talk a little bit about our boys' basketball team. Also, maybe hopefully getting the very own Mike Luckcraft to join us this morning. They're heading down to Mankato today. But the big game, the big game that's going on this evening is going to be the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team as they take on Owatonna this evening at 7 o'clock from the Northfield Ice Arena. We'll be broadcasting live at about 6:40 this afternoon, this evening. We will broadcast live that game right here on KYMN, and it's also streaming on KYMNradio.net. So if you want to listen up and listen in and see what's happening, you can do so by just going to KYMNradio.net, and away you go. Boys hockey, they play Owatonna tonight as well, but they're going to be over there at the Owatonna Steele County Four Seasons Center, and that's going on this evening starting at 7 o'clock as well. So girls in town this evening, we'll be broadcasting that one live. Boys will be in Owatonna this evening taking on Owatonna, and then they've got, looks like Rochester Mayo, Red Wing, Mankato East, and Detroit Lakes again. As they got a long area there where they're going to go on the road for several weeks as well. So it looks like for now they are still second behind Albert Lee there in the standings thus far. With that said, what do you say? Hey, okay, I say we get tuned in. What a day. So I come rolling down, right? Rolling down the old interstate, the I-State, and whip in the old favorite watering hole over there to get myself a cup of Joe. And I go to reach in my pocket, and I got no money, I got no ID, I got nothing. And I got no pass to get into the building. Wow. Yep. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 11th day of January, as they say. Well, needless to say, I was able to get here, and I showed up in the lovely Wendy. Is just leaving the building. Wow. Timing was perfect. So she was able to get me into the building, which is very, very nice. And I had to do a little coffee making on the inside of the building here. I haven't done that in a while. So needless to say, yay, that was delicious, to say the least. With that said, it's just a couple minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm going to check in, I think, with Grant Selko. We're going to see what's happening with the Raider scoreboard here, and if I can get Mr. Christensen on the telephone or get him in studio, I will do so. But if not, we'll break back and we'll head to the Meet the Raider portion today. We're going to have Liz Campbell. It's going to interview Annika Johnson and Clara Wilson from the Alpine Ski Team. So at least they're able to make some snow in some of these areas, out in Afton and down in Welch and up at Buck. So we'll maybe find out a little bit what's going on with the Alpine Ski Team today. Like I said, Grant Selko will bring us up to date with all the scores and highlights. I'm going to try to get Mike Luckcraft on. I'm hoping to get Matt Christensen in the program, on the program today as well, just because we need to find out what's going on with that basketball team. We talked to Dave Foley, the new head coach of the girls' basketball team, a couple of weeks ago. Got a little insight there, and they're doing pretty well. They've got a couple of wins here coming on into the 2025 season, and so the girls' basketball team really stepping up and making a huge difference. Would you like to hear about the weather? Maybe you would. Okay, let's get you some weather updates, shall we? Why not? Hey, there's a chance of snow before this afternoon is done. Slight chance of snow later on this evening. Cloudy, high of around 29. And then for tonight, looks like mainly cloudy for the most part. Cooling off to only around 22. South-southwest winds, very, very light and variable. About an 80% chance of maybe a little bit of snow, but it's not going to be that much, maybe less than an inch, maybe even less, depending on where it goes. If it goes on the I-90 corridor up or down, that all makes a difference. For tomorrow, Sunday, looks like mainly a little bit of snow early in the morning. Temperatures starting to fall. Yeah, so they continue to fall throughout the day, cooling off by 12 o'clock by tomorrow afternoon. That's where your winds are going to pick up, the west-northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour for Sunday afternoon. For Sunday night, cloudy skies, cooling off to minus 3, coldest day of the year. Well, coldest day of the winter season, if you will. Wind chill as low as minus 18 for tomorrow night. Monday, mostly sunny, which is nice, but the high temperature only about 5 above. For Monday night, looks like cloudy skies, cooling off to a minus 8. Sunny skies, high of 7 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, cooling off to 4 below. Wednesday, we get back on a hot streak. Goes up to about 22 for Wednesday, cooling off to only 14 Wednesday night. Thursday looks like we might get back up to around 34, same for Friday. We've got some overcast skies currently in the Cannon Valley, and it's just about 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we're hanging 10 at 20 degrees, hanging 10. Okay, that's a surfer term for those who don't know, but anyhow, we digress. So I'm waiting for Matt Christensen to roll on in. So if he's listening, and he better be, hopefully we'll see you come rolling in here in a minute or so. And if not, we'll digress. We'll move to the Meet the Raider portion with Liz Campbell this morning as well. Let's find out what's going on with the Raider scoreboard, shall we? Let's do it. Grant, you got any news for me?
Good morning, Raider Nation. And welcome to this week's Raider Wrap. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and you are listening to The Scoreboard. The girls' hockey team faced a tough matchup last Saturday against Moorhead. Reese Perutka scored the first goal of the game, putting the Raiders up 1-0. Unfortunately for Northfield, Moorhead scored 4 unanswered goals, and the Raiders attempted to climb back with a goal coming from Taylor Cron, but Moorhead was too far in front. This game ended 7-2, and Northfield plays their next game against their rival, Owatonna. The boys' hockey team also competed last Saturday, this time against Mankato West. The Raiders went down quick in the first, 1-0, but they answered with 2 of their own goals to put them up 2-1. The goals were scored by Miles Kennelly and Griffin Kennelly. In the second, the Raiders tallied up 2 more goals, coming from Henry Weber and Michael Stewart. To close out the game, Will Cashin scored another to make the final 5-1. They currently sit at 5-0 and third in the conference. The boys' basketball team traveled to Red Wing for a Big 9 matchup last Saturday. They took care of them easily, 91-73. Their second game was on Monday versus Albert Lee. The Raiders continued their dominance in the matchup and won 78-57. Their final game this week was against the Winona Windhawks. They beat them handedly as well to extend their win streak to 3. Northfield sits at 4-3 and fourth in the conference. The girls' basketball played only one game this week on Monday against Albert Lee. They easily won this one with a score of 76-43. They currently sit at 7-2 in second place just behind Red Wing. The boys' swimming and diving team faced off against Austin on Saturday at home. They came into this matchup confident and easily beat their conference opponent 571-371.5. That's it for this week's scoreboard on the Raider Wrap. You are listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
This is Beth from ServiceMaster by Iyett. We pride ourselves on being a locally owned company specializing in residential, janitorial, commercial, and disaster restoration services. On call 24/7, ServiceMaster by Iyett has a proven track record of being on site within 2 hours should you have a disaster strike your family or your business. At ServiceMaster by Iyett, we look forward to earning your business. Call us today and demand the yellow van.
This is Paul Ryland with Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers. If you want to move in the warm months of the year, you have to make planning and purchasing decisions in the cold months of the year. Designing and building a new home can be one of the most rewarding things you can do for your family. As my dad used to say, God forbid you'd buy a used house when you can buy a new one for me today. Our new model home at 202 Ford Street is ready to be viewed. Check online for open house schedules today. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson & Rowland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dream.
The City of Northfield's Economic Development Authority is partnering with the University of Minnesota to gain a deeper understanding of business life in Northfield through the Connecting Business and Community Program. This process includes direct conversation with every willing business in Northfield. Volunteers, professionals, and local leaders will interview business owners about their general community concerns, challenges in business operations, and economic outlook to better understand what works and what needs work in Northfield. To learn more about this program, visit the city's website. We want every business in town to participate. That's northfieldmn.gov/CBC.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Thank you, sir.
95.1, The One.
Alrighty. Good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. It's about 12 minutes after 10 o'clock with a little bit of Raider scoreboard for you there with Grant Selko. So I was able to track down Mr. Matt Christensen, the head coach of the boys basketball team. And of course, just like anything else that's been going on today, I was dialing the wrong number the entire time. Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I was kind of thinking you were going to sneak in the studio here for a second, but thank goodness I found your number. What's up?
I appreciate it. Glad you found it.
Yeah. Where are you?
I'm doing some morning errands right now. So I got back from the dog park and was hanging out with the kids. Now I'm heading to Target.
Some
pickup stuff. So morning errands.
Sure. Is this morning errands for the children or is this morning errands for dad?
You know, I need some shaving cream. So I gotta look presentable today for the game.
So. Yeah, better, by God.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so coming off a couple nice wins. So what was this, third year now, Matt?
Third year, yep. Third year. Got a couple nice wins last week against Red Wing and Winona, and got a chance to just kind of control the pace and what we needed to do, and got an opportunity for a lot of guys to get in, which is always good at this point in the year.
I was going to say, I mean, Winona was okay. I mean, it was a 19-point win there, and another win about 18 points against Albert Lee and whatnot. So that's got to feel really, really good. And, I mean, you got three in a row, actually. You got some pretty dominant wins against Red Wing, Albert Lee, and Winona just the other night. So things are feeling good for the boys' basketball team.
Yeah, momentum's going the right direction. We played some really tough teams early on and kind of exposed where, you know, things we needed to work on. They were close games, but – you know, they teach you something, and so we're just trying to carry it forward each game.
You're above 500 for the season. Did you have any goals or expectations for this team coming in, now that you're in your third year?
Yeah, I mean, at the conference, you just want to be at the upper echelon of the conference and give yourself a chance for a title. You know, there's some really good teams in the conference, so you just try and put your best foot forward there. The biggest goal is making a run at sections and doing our best to try and make the state tournament this year.
What do we got today? We got, looks like Austin, huh? So we got Austin this evening at 7:30?
Yep, at home here. It's our alumni night. So Raider Boys basketball alumni are, there's actually an old man's game happening at 1:00. So old man versus old man. So it's for our Raider Boys basketball alumni. So it's a good chance to get everybody back in.
Is that what you really need the shaving cream for? You got to go back and make yourself look younger, huh? Look like you're a young sponge, you know what I mean?
So, I'm actually part of the older crew, and we won last year, so.
Right. Well, I figured, I figured you're going to be on that more mature team. Are you playing today?
I like that word mature. That's a good word.
It also doubles for, you know, aches and pains and arthritis and stuff like that. Mature.
You got it. Seasoned is another one.
Yes. Well seasoned. Are you playing today?
I will be playing today. Yep. So
nice.
Good, you bring chance to connect with everybody.
Nice. Are you bringing your brother with?
My brother Scotty will be there, but he doesn't play anymore.
Oh.
So he's a coach spectator. Well, I think we're gonna have quite a few coach spectators in the stands as well for alumni, which is always good. They can bark at us at what to do.
I was going to say he's too busy entrepreneuring. Or whatever that is he's doing these days. I think he was, the last time I talked to him before he went into the Hall of Fame, I think we were talking about the fact that he does a bunch of, he sells a bunch of online stuff and does a bunch of different clothing type of activities and stuff like that online or something like that. Entrepreneuring.
Yep, 100%. So he'll be there today. He'll be bringing my parents out there as well. And for the game at 7:30, you know, Austin will be a tough opponent. They are really athletic and they play tough defense, and so I think it'll be a high energy type of game.
I don't get a chance. I research as much as I can online before I have conversations, and the only thing I can usually find is, you know, a season game schedule or something like that. I can't really track down a lot of stats with it comes to high school basketball through whether it's Max Preps or Minnesota Sports Hub or even the Big Nine. Online stuff. So give me a little insight as to where our strengths are with this Raider team this year.
Yeah, so a couple things just kind of team-wise. We full-court press. We put a lot of pressure on defense, and we pride ourselves in having our defense create offense and kind of transition fast-paced opportunities, and the guys enjoy playing that. You know, we're anchored by our two returning all-conference players, senior captain Isaiah Mahal and junior captain Caden Oakland. Those two, I think, are averaging right around 25 points a game, you know, each. And so, you know, we run a lot of stuff through them, and then they create a lot of open opportunities for other guys who knock down shots and get offensive rebounds and screen and do the things necessary for us to get wins.
Any surprises this year? You bring anybody up or anybody come rolling in that you weren't expecting that maybe contributes to the team this year?
You know, some three guys, Tyler Holes, you know, he was on the ninth grade team last year, and now he's starting for us. He's done a great job. He's been tough D. He's kind of our big man down low. He's able to knock down a three-point shot or two. So he's been really good. And then we have two freshmen who are playing pretty significant minutes off the bench in Liam Oakland, so Caden's little brother, and Eli Bankston. So those guys have been and really good for us. Dyson McBroom was also a sophomore. He's injured right now, but he's been playing good minutes for us as well.
So let's see what we got. So coming out of the break, actually, you lost to Rochester John Marshall coming out on January the 2nd there, and not a bad score, 59-50, so you must have had a little defense going on there. What's John Marshall got in the conference this year?
JM's a tough matchup for us. I mean, they're a really good team. They're well coached. They got a lot of height, a lot of length, a lot of athleticism. So, you know, we like to try and get to the rim and do post-ups and shoot three-pointers, and that doesn't always match up very well against certain teams that have some good defensive strengths. But we're also able to pressure them and get them out of the rhythm what they wanted to do. So it was one of those tight games.
I know you kind of like to coach basically what is in front of you, or, you know, like if you've got a bunch of guys that can throw threes, you're going to kind of lean in that direction. Or if you have guys that are pretty big and they can take it into the paint, I know that you'll work with what is available to you. You're not going to coach up a team to do something they're not physically capable of doing. So what would you say this year is with your team? Are you guys more of a flamboyant shooting team out there? Or do you like to grind it up in the middle?
Well, I think the guys know, you know, they want to play fast and play in transition. So it really starts with their defense. So if we're able to create some turnovers or some quick shots, that allows us to get out in transition. And we got some really good playmakers out in the open floor, especially with our two leading scorers. So you know, the more defense that we play, the more offensive opportunities we get for just easy transition buckets. And then, you know, we're fortunate to have both those guys be kind of mismatches, you know, no matter where they are. So we're able to, you know, do isolation matchups down in the post with both Caden and Isaiah. And then if they want to switch off, then we can get the JT Groutman involved and Tyler Holes. And so we're just able to kind of find the mismatches because our guys are versatile in the ways that they can score.
Do you get to play Austin again later on in the season? So how much, I mean, I won't say you're halfway, but you're close. You're getting close. And do you measure your team in any way, shape, or form based on the time of the year? Do you, like, you know how the swimmers, you know, they kind of like, they're ramping themselves up towards the end of the year, then, you know, come to try to deliver the absolute finest at the end. Is that kind of the way you guys go about things, or how do you measure what the capability, or where do you think you can take your team to the next level?
Yeah, it actually started last summer. You know, it's a lot of it has to do with the style and the pace that we want to play. A lot of the guys that are playing now got a chance to play this summer and got a chance to play together. So that created some, you know, continuity as we head into the season. And then within the season, we really focused a lot on conditioning, and the guys really bought into it. And so the month of November and December was a lot of conditioning, so that, you know, we learned in the past couple of years that we just weren't quite in the right shape by the end of the year. So we're really heavy in conditioning the first part of the year. And now there's so many games. I mean, the kids love it because, you know, it seems like there's more games than there are practices at this point. The practices are a lot of prep type stuff, you know, for opponents and just some breakdown team strategy things. And so it tapers a little bit as we head into the postseason play towards the end of the year.
Well, you've got three games, bang, bang. Well, actually, I mean, you just look at the next 2 weeks, 11th, 14th, 18th, 21, 23, 28, 31. I mean, it's like boom, boom, boom. Every 2-3 days, you got a game going on.
Yeah, we just swapped out a game later on in the season where we play a back-to-back. And I think we play Century at home on a Friday night, and then we swapped out, and we're going to play Stuartville instead of Cabin Manorville down in a tournament the next day. So that was a big part of the conditioning, is our guys just being ready for it. But, you know, I use the example of I think our team is a lot like the movie Rocky. You know, we may not knock a lot of teams out right away, but if we can just outlast them, you know, that's been kind of our calling card. Although I think only half the guys have maybe seen the movie Rocky. So,
right.
I don't know if it exactly lands.
Well, okay. There's a teaching moment right there, Matt. Okay. You just got to get one day for practice. You just got to roll that film, buddy. Roll it.
I think that's a great idea.
There you go. Well, you know, I mean, today is alumni day. What a perfect day. We'll just throw it up on the gym wall, you know, in between games or something like that. Maybe that'll get them inspired, or, you know, just play the song. That's all you got to do, right? Just play that song.
That's true. Just that montage of him running up the steps and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. I think
you're
on to something.
Yeah, we're on something, as they say. Third year as a coach. Still liking it?
Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, and this year with the coaching staff, we got a great coaching staff. You know, that's a big part of the reason for success. And blessed to have a varsity assistant who is a college coach for, you know, over a decade, a head college coach for a number of those, and Grant Hemmingson. So Grant and I are, you know, we just ping pong things back and forth. And then it's fun to have a lot of Raider basketball alums on the coaching staff as well, with Nick Zabel leading our JV team, Mason Zick working with our B team, and then even my nephew Blake Christensen been a volunteer assistant as well. So it's a good mix of energy and experience, and so that's a big part of the enjoyment of coaching, is a good coaching staff together.
Right, and it looks like you've got a nice little feeder program coming up through the junior high and things of that nature. So do you, as a coach, do you go looking down in that area and look to the future, or do you like just let that be what it is and we'll worry about them when they get to 9th or 10th grade?
You know, that's part of what we're figuring out, is we're figuring out the things that we want to have kind of institutionalized across, you know, the youth programs. That makes it, hey, here's some staples that are really important to teach. So we've been honing in on that more. This year we're doing player mentors. So our juniors and seniors go out to one practice a month to each of the youth teams, and they go and teach a few drills and kind of the the support there, and I know the kids really look up to him, so it makes it fun during game time when those kids have that connection with our players to kind of, you know, it's their heroes that they look up to.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun to make that connection.
Excellent. You guys do any fundraisers or anything like that, or do you have any special things that you guys do throughout the year to not only, you know, kind of bond, but also maybe, you know, do something in regards to the community or maybe just fundraising for the team?
Yeah, we do a couple of them. One's, you know, a phone call kind of thing with selling popcorn. But the other one I enjoy more, that was in the summer. It's actually a pickleball tournament. Oh. So it was a great success. We had 30 teams out there. It ran really well, and it was a big hit. So I anticipate we'll bring it back for year two this summer.
What is that usually like in June or July, or when is that?
I want to say we did it in July or August. I can't remember for sure, but it was it was a lot of fun. Kind of had three different levels of play. You know, that experienced, I'm here to win. That middle kind of competitive, and then that kind of newbie, you know, beginner group, and the numbers worked out well for it.
So that kind of goes back to that saying. So you go from maybe a youth to an adult to mature level of player.
Sure. Well, there's some youth players playing up in that upper.
Oh no! Upper group. So, oh yeah, no! Yeah. Not so, fair! Not fair!
But it's a good chance. You know, I really like the event because everybody's all on one, you know, one set of courts. We play in those middle school outdoor tennis courts. And it's a chance for everybody to be close together, bond, you know, get a chance to meet each other and spend good quality time together in a competitive environment, which, you know, a lot of those players and families like.
Awesome. So again, alumni day today, we got a 1 o'clock game out there where the alumni will be playing. So if you want to come back and visit some of your old buddies or stuff like that, today would be a good day. Anything else going on today for alumni day that we could be aware of, or?
We'll be just doing a little jersey presentation. We do this, trying to do this once a year with focusing on one kind of alumni player. The first year was Sam Richardson. And this year is going to be my brother Scotty with him making the Hall of Fame. So we'll give him a jersey and a little thank you and appreciation before the game. And so
very good
opportunity to recognize him.
Nothing else throughout the afternoon. There's nothing going on in the high school or anything like that, or any.
There'll be our BJV and varsity game. So kind of 1 to 2:30 is our our old man's game, and then there's a little brunch afterwards for our guys to connect with, especially our juniors and seniors that connect with some of those alumni and build some relationships. And then we have our B team game and JV game, and then our varsity 7:30 tip off game.
7:30 tip off, very good. Well, Matt, I appreciate you taking some time out on this Saturday morning. I hope I didn't slow you down to get yourself out to Target because you're looking a little scruffy.
I'm just hanging out in the Target parking lot.
So just itching and scratching your face, ain't you?
That's right.
All right, Matt. Well, hey, best of luck. We'll talk to you again before the end of the season, I hope, and we'll get you going. And, good luck tonight, and let's keep rolling.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe next time we can get the captains in there, and they can give their point of view on things.
That would be awesome. Appreciate your time, Matt.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yep. Thank you. Yes, sir. Matt Christensen, head coach of the boys basketball. They take on Austin tonight at 7:30 over here at the Northfield Basketball Arena, if there is such a thing. And we'll take a break. We'll come back. Hopefully, we'll get Mr. Mike Lovecraft from the boys hockey. 9-2 on the season, and they're doing well this year. So they've kind of rebuilt themselves a little bit this year. We'll see what Mike has to say about what's happening tonight. Yeah, as they head to Mankato tonight in a conference showdown. That and more coming up right here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN.
The economic pulse of Northfield is beating, and your business is part of it. Make sure you stay connected to that pulse with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you form relationships and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and to make strong connections with other Northfield area business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our community. Stay connected to the economic pulse of Northfield. Go to northfieldchamber.com, join, and take your business to the next level.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Wow, 12 years in business. All the hard work and struggles have led to growth and success. And now, after a dozen years under the belt, it's all smooth sailing from here, right? Maybe, maybe not. Looking back, it's the amazing bankers at Merchants Bank that have always been there to lean on. As relationships build, the banker has become a trusted advisor and part of the team. In today's world, things may not always be easy, but Merchants Bank has provided the resource and expertise we've all needed along the way. We've always worked together.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Do you have HSA dollars that you're looking at wondering, hey, what can I use these on? Did you know you can use HSA, HRA, and other health savings accounts to pay for your LASIK procedure? In addition, if you have a Flex account, you can set aside money in your Flex account for next year to use towards LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
95.1, The One. More music, better variety.
The One.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, The One, and AM 1080. It's 28 minutes in front of 11 o'clock on the 11th day of January, and we are going to see temperatures rise to about 29 today, so not too bad. Next couple of days, things are going to start cooling off. We're going to have -5 on Monday. And for Monday night, -8. High on Tuesday, about 4 above. So definitely, winter has arrived. And speaking of winter, we always talk about the boys' hockey team. We haven't had a chance to talk much about them. We've had a couple of games in front of us here. And the head coach of the Northfield Raiders hockey team, Mike Ludcraft, joins us this morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Good morning to you.
What do we got going on today? Usually you got some kids' practices, stuff like that happening. What's happening for Coach Ludcraft today?
Up and at it today. My son had practice at 7:30 this morning, so over to practice from 7:30 to 8:30, and our game tonight, so a little downtime in between, which is okay.
Who scheduled the 7:30 practice? Who's the genius that did that?
Well, that rotation goes every once in a while, so yeah, it actually, I don't mind it because it gives us the rest of the day, so it worked out okay.
I was going to say, you know, come on, you know, I mean, you're a hard-working dude, you know, you work all kinds of hours and stuff like that. Every now and again, a little Saturday sleep-in would be nice, wouldn't it, or no?
Every once in a while, that'd be all right.
Haven't seen it yet, but it'd be all right, wouldn't it?
All right, exactly.
You're going to Owatonna tonight. And I think the girls are bringing Owatonna into town tonight. So, is that right? Yeah, it's Saturday 11th. Yeah, you're going to Owatonna.
Yep.
So, you're going up against the Owls over there, and always a showdown, right? Northfield, Owatonna, always fun, right? It's just kind of a rivalry. It's something that's kind of created, and usually the teams battle pretty hard. Is it anything different, special? Is there, you know, do the guys get up more for these types of games, or just another game?
No, it's a rivalry. This is, in all sports, hockey included, this has become, you know, one of our rivals for sure. So, you know, throughout records there's always going to be a battle between these two schools, and so we'll have to make sure we're ready to go.
What does Owatonna bring today? Anything? You haven't had a chance to really see them, I don't suppose, and you probably don't go to a lot of games or anything. How much tape is really available in high school?
It's gotten better. You know, I mean, everybody's games are either on a a local live channel or being posted on a hockey hub or on a Spidio video. So there's definitely opportunity to analyze and see, multiple games, as are available for us. So teams will scout us like we scout them, and gives a little bit of preparation anyways, but nothing like, the being on the ice in real time and having to compete and win battles and play structured hockey. So there's a plan going in, but you kind of have to just be ready to go.
Well, I was going to say, you've been coaching for a while. So just watching the advancement of technology from a coaching standpoint, does it get a little easier? Or is it easier to, obviously find material and stuff like that? Because, there was a time where you literally had to have coaches or stuff like that go to the games and actually scout them out.
Oh, yeah. It's gotten way more advanced. There's way more detail in the scouting videos. Gives us an opportunity to help prepare, structure practice around your next opponent. So those are things, not only working on your own strengths and weaknesses, but try to work on the opponent a little bit as you prepare for games. So that technology has definitely helped.
Owatonna, about a 50-50 right now, 6-7, 7-7, something like that, somewhere in that area right there. So they've lost four in a row, and they've lost against opponents like Apple Valley, Burnsville, Rochester Century, Dodge County, and then of course Mankato East, and now they got you. So they're kind of up and down, it looks like, this year. Is that do the kids pay attention to these scoreboards and these stats at all? Do you guys pay attention to it, or is it just, hey, just keep your head down, let's just take care of business?
Yeah, for us, it's all about playing our game. We, like I said, we structure practice a little bit to try to be prepared for the opponent, but records mean nothing. You still have to go play. You still have to be smart, stay out of the penalty box. If there are special teams opportunities, you hope to win that battle on both sides of it and compete. That's really the biggest key at this level. High school hockey is all good. Goaltending can be a big part of it, and so we just have to go and compete. That's going to be our goal tonight.
Usually between Christmas and New Year's and different things like that, it seems like your schedule is usually pretty tight and things of that nature. This is kind of a goofy, I don't know how the schedule is, and maybe this is part of your plan, but I think this has got to be good for you. You played on a Saturday on the 21st, then you play the 28th, and then you play the 4th, and now you're playing the 11th. So you've got literally four games that are a week apart. That's got to be kind of good for recovery and things of that nature, and that's going to put you over half the season before you guys get into the back half of that season, which, of course, now it gets busy. But those 4 weeks, how was that for being able to just have that one game a week?
It's unique, right? Hockey is the longest season, longest high school season, and it goes over three holidays. So the structure, has to keep in mind those holidays, family time, being able to, take a break periodically and spend time with your family over those holidays. However, we added the Detroit Lakes game in because last year we had almost a 16-day break, which is way too long. It almost is like restarting once you come back to that environment. And these four-week breaks, are good for getting, some player meetings done, good for getting some strategy and some structure done. But it feels like in each of these games, we've been a little bit slow starting. We haven't maybe had our compete level that you have when you're playing, on a regular every other day basis, or at least twice a week. So we have to find that energy. We have to find that compete level. And knowing that after tonight, all of a sudden our schedule gets very condensed. We want to make sure that we're healthy and that we can find our compete level, quickly in this game tonight, so that we get started the right way and we can get into the game quickly.
Well, I was going to say, no matter how you look at the team, maybe they're a 500 team. You guys, again, with a nice record, 9 wins so far. But, it's Owatonna, and they come to play regardless.
Yep. It's always physical. There's always, aggressive play. They forecheck hard. We're going to have to make sure we move the puck quickly. make sure that we that we're structured, that we stay in our position, that we're not running all over the place, chasing pucks, and that we're good in our defensive zone. That's what starts, you know, our offense is being able to break the puck out, being able to win battles in that defensive zone. Faceoffs are critical. All those things that can help you, you know, advance zones and get offensive opportunity. So yeah, it's going to start in that end.
So again, one game a week. So you play on Saturday. Obviously, you probably take Sunday off. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Are you practicing all 4 days? Are you going hard? Are you working out? Are you building strength? Are you doing strength conditioning? Are you going every other day? What's happening with those practices? Because again, it's got to be a little different.
It is different. Yeah, it's there's different strategy structure. You know, we'll do defenseman specific drills. We'll do forward specific drills. We'll do some team specific drills. You know, some shorter practices a little bit just to keep us motivated and moving, but not, you know, long drawn out practices, just very skill specific to the things that we're trying to accomplish in the second half. And so those are really the strategy behind these recent practices. You know, and then as we get into it, it'll all be very opponent driven. You know, after today's game, you know, again, we start into a much more routine of regular games. And that'll be very dictated by the next opponent coming up.
I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at is, you know, you can get complacent. Let's not lie. You go to these practices sure. and you got to wait 7 days in between the games. And I don't know if you're doing squad scrimmaging with the JV or anything like that. Or can you invite another team into play, or is that not even on the realm of the radar at this point in the season?
Yeah, matter of fact, Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday early evening, we went up to the United Heroes League Arena and scrimmaged Hastings, which was an outdoor game, which was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, just a unique environment. That's where Hockey Day Minnesota will be next year. And so a chance to kind of go up and break up the monotony of the week, but definitely, you know, get into a little competitive mode and scrimmage, which was good. So that'll help. But again, yeah, just a lot of different strategies to just try to keep the compete level up and keep, you know, players motivated and ready to go for the next game.
Mike Lovecraft, the head coach of the Boys Raiders team, joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. And if you want to listen to more, you can go to kymnradio.net. If you missed anything, I'll get you up to date on that coming up in just a second. These games today, and then you go Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, boom, 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 boom. And so that's why I was asking. It's like, okay, are you doing conditioning? Are you doing whatever? You're just going from one game a week. Now all of a sudden you're going to go to three a week. Bang. Right now.
Yep, right. So, you know, the blessing and the curse behind the, you know, the holiday schedule or the recent schedule is now we go. Now we're, you know, the second half of the year is upon us. And, you know, this is where there's a heavy conference schedule. We do, you know, slide back into a few really high-level non-conference games, which will be good. A trip up north, which will be good. But again, it's really going to be about the compete level from here, you know, over the next 30 or 40 days until we end the season and get ready for the playoffs.
Very cool. So you got the Canelli brothers on there; they do a nice job. You got Gilbertson. Where did Wade Gilbertson come from? Did he? I didn't see that name last year. Am I missing something?
Bantam player. Yep. Came up from Bantams. Wade's a sophomore, big kid, skates well, heavy shot, you know, has really, you know, gotten his game going here over the last couple of weeks. So starting to impact the offensive side. You know, as I've always said, the Bantam players that move up, there's a little acclimation to high school hockey, you know, a little less space, a little less time to operate. So all of these young guys that are moving up are really starting to gel and be impactful in the offensive side of the game. So that's been great.
Yeah, and Charlie Becker, I like Charlie's game. He's a physical guy. He likes to get in there and scrap it up a little bit.
Plays hard, fast, you know, plays aggressive, is great on the forecheck, and a really good kid. So, yeah, fun group this year. We had a nice team.
You got Max. You got Max and you got Winter playing hockey. You know, Winter got in, got that one game. I think he got that one win with the shutout there. And then for the most part, it's Max. How do you like how Max is performing this year?
Yeah, you know, it's a new role for Max. I mean, even though he took the starting job last year, we really kind of went every other game with our goaltending tandem last year between he and Trey Shimoda, and then Max, you know, kind of took the position the last, you know, couple weeks of the season, led us into the playoffs and through the tournament. And so, you know, Max is adapting to kind of being the guy, you know, playing, you know, almost every night. And, you know, that, which is great because Max is a winner. He knows how to, you know, lead the team. He supports, he anchors that back end, that defensive crew. And, so we'll splash, you know, Gavin in there periodically to give Max a little breather and just watch the game a little bit, you know, from the bench to be able to. That's always a good way to, you know, to grow your game. But if, you know, Max is our guy, so we're gonna, you know, go where Max takes us, and he's a solid goaltender, so we're excited about where he's at.
Well, and it looks like when you get Gavin in the game, I mean, he, you know, he's 2-0, so I mean, he's done his job.
100%, very capable, quick, great hands, great feet, really a competitor. So yeah, I love his game as well.
All right, well, Coach, wish you the best here this afternoon, this evening. We got to go get the Owatonna here this evening, so enjoy the rest of your time here this afternoon. I don't know, you got anything super special planned for, or are you literally going to lounge it this afternoon?
No lounging. Yeah, we're on our way out to. Yeah, you know, when you got young kids, you got to keep them moving, right?
So, yeah, right. You got to get them tired out so you can put them to bed at night.
We're on the move.
Okay. Well, Mike, appreciate it as always. Thank you very much for your time. And, hey, good luck against Owatonna. Let's keep this thing rolling.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Mike Luckcraft, head coach of the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team. Don't forget, we got the girls hockey game coming up this evening at 7 o'clock. They'll be taking on Owatonna over here at the Northfield Ice Arena. We hope you'll be able to show up over there and root on the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team. They're doing pretty well this year. I mean, they're about a 500 club, but coming off of the caliber of the team that they have lost, and you look at the team that they have available on the ice, and they put a good product on the ice, I can tell you that right now. So that's going to be fun to watch tonight, and it's Owatonna. So that is going to be scrappy. We know Owatonna they already love to be physical, but they love it when they play Northfield, and they're going to be here tonight at the Northfield Ice Arena. So don't forget to tune in tonight at about 6:40. We'll bring you live coverage of the Northfield Raiders taking on the Owatonna Owls there. And again, at 6:40 this evening, you can also catch us on KYMNradio.net streaming live. So if you aren't here locally and you can't get the game, you can just go to KYMNradio.net and you can tune in to all the live coverage coming up this evening. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some... Okay, that's my imitation of alpine skiing. So that's coming up with Meet the Raider and Liz Campbell right here on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One, KYMN.
This is Paul Ryland with Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers. If you want to move in the warm months of the year, you have to make planning and purchasing decisions in the cold months of the year. Designing and building a new home can be one of the most rewarding things you can do for your family. As my dad used to say, God forbid you'd buy a used house when you can buy a new one for me today. Our new model home at 202 Ford Street is ready to be viewed. Check online for open house schedules today. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
The man, the yellow van, called Service Master.
Water or fire damage? The experts at Service Master by Iatt provide peace of mind when disaster strikes your home or business. Don't know what to do next? We do. Demand the yellow van and call Service Master by Iatt today.
Demand the yellow van.
The City of Northfield's Economic Development Authority is partnering with the University of Minnesota to gain a deeper understanding of business life in Northfield through the Connecting Business and Community program. This process includes direct conversation with every willing business in Northfield. Volunteers, professionals, and local leaders will interview business owners about their general community concerns, challenges in business operations, and economic outlook to better understand what works and what needs work in Northfield. To learn more about this program, visit the city's website. We want every business in town to participate. That's northfieldmn.gov/CBC.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
95.1. The One.
And we're back here at KYMN Studios. Jimmy LaRue on a Saturday afternoon on the 11th day of January. And it's going to be kind of a wild one for the next couple of days as we take a look at our area forecast for today. Looks like a chance of some snow this afternoon. Very, very light. 30% chance. Warming up to about 29, so a very beautiful, pleasant day today. Tonight, snow is likely after 11 o'clock, cooling off to only 22. Maybe a 3/4 of an inch or so of precipitation is anticipated. And then it looks like for tomorrow evening, looks like some snow possibly, and it's going to get blustery. Northwest winds are going to pick up at 10 to 20 with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour for Sunday night, so kind of that blizzard kind of condition, if you will, with an 80% chance of some precipitation on Sunday night. And it looks like for Monday, mostly sunny. High of only 5 above. That's right. Sunday night, it's going to cool off to around 3 below. So all day Sunday, the temperatures are going to start and just start plummeting. So by mid-afternoon on Sunday, it's 12, and it'll go to 3 below on Sunday night. And then it's going to warm up to 5 above and cooling off to Monday night at 8 below. Sunny skies and a high of 7 for Tuesday. So you might as well enjoy what you got cooking here today. Today is absolutely going to be beautiful, 29 degrees, overcast skies, but there might be a hint of a cloud or two or some sunshine or two. How about that? So we're up to 18 with some slight overcast skies. So get out and enjoy what you can here today before we go into the negative temperatures. 8 minutes in front of 11 o'clock, and it's time to check in with Liz Campbell and this week's Meet the Raider. We're going skiing!
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation, and welcome back to Meet the Raider, Northfield's youth-led sports radio show. I am your host this morning, Liz Campbell. Today in the studio, we have Alpine skiing captains Annika Johnson and Clara Wilson. Thank you so much for coming in today, girls.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, starting off, just with a little get-to-know-you guys, what grades are you both in? Annika, do you want to start?
Yeah, I am a junior.
And I'm a senior.
And you guys go to what schools?
I go to Northfield.
And I go to Cam Falls High School.
Okay, awesome. Could you guys just give us a highlight or two that you guys have from the season so far?
Yeah, so I'd say a highlight that I have is we've been performing really well at our invites. We got 3rd place at the first invite of the year, the first race of the year, which was at Wild Mountain. Mm-hmm. And then we got 2nd place at the Welch Village Invitational. So we're finishing really well against good teams. And yeah, we're having good individual finishes as well and doing really well in the conference. We just had our first conference meet and we won that.
That's really exciting, Annika. Yeah.
I'd say a good highlight for us probably would be both our teams, the girls and the boys, are like individually doing well, which helps us as a team to get stronger, but it's really fun seeing people getting progressively better throughout mm-hmm. the year individually.
Yeah, that's really exciting. We are about to round out the first semester of school here in Northfield, at least, and I'm sure in a lot of other places. How has the first half of your guys' years been?
Definitely quick. Like, I didn't think it would go by so fast. Like, we're already a month through the season, a little over a month.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going by fast, and it's getting busier, so it's only going to get even quicker.
Yeah, it's going to go by even more fast now that, like, more stuff is going on.
Yeah.
Definitely. I agree, Clara.
It's definitely been hard. It's definitely so far been the hardest academic year I've ever had, but I've been able to manage it pretty well with skiing and managing my time, managing practices and all that.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely agree with that, Annika. It's been the hardest year for me too. So thinking back a little bit to more preseason, over this fall, how did the team start to get prepared for the upcoming Alpine season?
Some of us like would do Alpine related training and like workouts. I know Clara went to Italy.
Yeah, so there's things like camps over the summer that a lot of kids can go to. I know some of them went to, like, Colorado over Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to prepare in the off-season. But otherwise, as Annika was saying, we do a lot of dry land, which is just, like, work in the weight room before mm-hmm. we can get on snow.
Gotcha. So just working on, like, strength yes. stuff overall before skiing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Did you guys as captains prepare for the season at all? Like, set any goals? Talk about what you wanted the year to look like from, like, a leadership perspective?
We definitely want to continue to make sure our team is together and united and that they work well together, which has been pretty successful over the years. And then we also want to perform well at sections. It's been a little bit of a struggle for us the past few years, just getting good finishes. So that's definitely a goal of ours, is to finish well and possibly advance to the state tournament and maybe send some individuals too.
That's awesome, Annika. Thank you.
We've definitely talked as a group, like the girls team itself, because we do have a shot at state. So we've definitely mentioned having good finishes at sections. And I don't know, I think it's a good goal of ours to perform well at Big Nine and sections, and probably our most important one as a team.
I can add on to what she said with the boys team, talking about the boys team. They are definitely stronger this year than they have been in years past. We both won our conference races last Tuesday. So we're looking for them to also perform really well in the Big Nine, possibly win it, and possibly send some individuals to state as well. In a really tough section, I'd say.
Yeah, so overall, like boys and girls combined, yeah. you guys are coming out really strong this mm-hmm. season. That's really exciting. Just to get a glimpse of your guys' day-to-day, could you walk us through like a typical training week for you guys? Like, I know depending on the day, you guys do something a little bit different. So could you just walk us through like what a typical week on the ski team would look like?
Yeah, so we do practice at the hill Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. We usually, I'd say we're trained for like an hour. Hour and a half. It takes a while to set up the course. We do some drills, and yeah, it's a 30-minute ride out to Welch, so that definitely shortens the amount of time we can have to practice mm-hmm. with academics and everything. And then Wednesdays, we work out in the weight room, focusing on agility, building our muscles, and our co-op athletes also work out when they're available on their own.
Gotcha. So you guys are out actually skiing about 3 days a week, and then yeah. you're doing some other strength stuff on the other days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Awesome. And Annika, you mentioned your co-op athletes. What is a co-op athlete on your guys' team?
So we have 5 towns on our team. So we have Randolph, Red Wing, Goodhue, Cannon Falls, and we have student athletes from those 4 teams who are all on our team. So it's kind of a little bit of every, like, it's a good mix of people.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all on the same team. It's a little, I mean, Claire can talk about it. It might be a little bit different not being from Northfield,
mm-hmm.
Being on a Northfield team, but we work really well together.
I'd say we work well together, but like our co-op athletes are basically athletes that aren't like going to Northfield,
yes.
but they're still like on our team. So gotcha. I myself am a co-op athlete,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of harder if you're like from Red Wing or Goodhue, where it's like a longer drive. So like when we have weight room days on Wednesdays, it's harder for them to get out there. So they usually like with their school's gym or at home, they'll be doing some activity on Wednesdays and Fridays as well.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like our day-to-day schedule, as Annika was saying, was that Northfield athletes very typically go to the weight room on Wednesdays at school. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of for athletes that struggle getting here to Northfield, they do some variation of the workout at home.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So going into this season at the beginning, did you guys as a full team talk about any goals you had? Like, I know qualifying for state has been at the forefront of all of mm-hmm. your guys' minds, but like, was there anything else you guys talked about in terms of goals at the beginning of the season?
We've definitely talked about being the number one girls team for Big Nine again. Mm-hmm. We've taken home that first place, I think 2 years now.
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
Yeah. So that's probably our biggest goal that's been talked about, because it's been very like kind of possible to get, because we've done it before. And I mean, we can go to state as a team, but like we've done Big Nine twice now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like I think the girls like mentally are like, okay, yeah, we can do this again.
Yeah, and for the boys, definitely like showing our depth, because we have 2 seventh graders, another boy first year racing, and our oldest boy is actually a sophomore. So we have a pretty young boys team, so they have a lot of time to grow. And we're just looking for them to perform really well this year, better than they have in the past. Like a lot of new experiences for them, but they're adapting really well and they're doing really well.
Mm-hmm. So really like building a very yeah. deep team.
Yes.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And if you are just tuning in to the Raider Wrap, we are meeting with Alpine skiing captains Annika Johnson and Clara Wilson. So just to give our listeners a little bit of context when we're talking about the different skiing that you guys do, could you just try to explain what you do at races that actually involve skiing, like what that looks like for you guys?
Well, basically, it like starts out as you're in like a starting shack with a little timer that you have to set off. And after you do that, then you race through like poles in the ground that you just go around. It's a course. And if you fail to complete it, like you fall or get out of it, you have to go back to that point you failed and then keep going till you finish it. And at the like finish line, there's another timer that just stops. And you just, it's a race against the clock. You have to get the fastest time. And that's how you place. And for racing, you do two runs. So you'll do one race run, and then you'll do that again on a different course. And then it, like, where you place for a second, third, it's both of your times added together. And
gotcha.
Then it's, like, where you land and fall between what the other racers are getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say people don't understand how important, like, fractions of a second is in our mm-hmm. sport. Like, it's wild how different your placement could be from just, like, a hundredth of a second.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our,
exactly.
One of our racers got second place in this week's race by 1/100th of a second. Like, it's wild. But I could add on to that and say that, so you get a certain amount of points, and then the top four people on the team count. So that's how
gotcha.
They go about team results. And usually our varsity size is usually about 10. Varsity only invites is usually 6, but we always count 4. A lot of people don't understand it, but if you've ever gone skiing and you've seen people practicing and like, oh, what is that? That's probably what we're doing if you're mm-hmm. unfamiliar with it.
And with these poles that are like stuck in the ground and you're weaving between them, is there any variation in like how far apart they are or the difficulty in them? Or does everyone just get the exact same every time?
There's definitely variation between it. So sometimes they're like normally spaced out, which is just seen as easier. And then sometimes they're really close together, which like requires your legs to move a little bit faster.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they're even more spaced out, which gets you more speed. So then later you have to move faster. But
yeah.
There's a lot of different variations, but
mm-hmm.
everyone will go through the same course.
Gotcha.
So, it's,
so no matter what it is, how it varies, everyone does the same thing at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's just who
gotcha.
Can do it the best.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Clara. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys have had 3 meets so far. Can you kind of tell us how that has gone? I know we talked about placing mm-hmm. in the first 2 meets. You were doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. But can you kind of tell us like how those went?
I'd say individually, we've performed just as well as team-wise. We've had Tommy Cahoon placed at the Welch Village Invitational. Clara won the Welch Village Invitational, placed second at the Wild Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had several girls be in the top 15, usually towards the top of the results. So we've done really well individually. Yeah, like I said, we won a conference race. And despite like some falls, it's like next person up mentality. You can always rely on other people deeper down in the lineup to get the job done
mm-hmm.
if something goes wrong towards the top of the
lineup. Definitely. Because it's just the top 4 that place on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's very good. Is there anything you guys are focusing on specifically this year or something you're like really honing in on that you're hoping to like improve upon that can either be like individually or like as a team?
Definitely. There's a lot of things that are being mentioned, and especially this season, like our attitudes and our mentality
mm-hmm.
towards racing and even just your personal progress or
mm-hmm.
comparing yourself with other racers. It's definitely been talked about a lot that we want to hone in on our mentality for racing.
Gotcha. So
yeah.
like the mental game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So thinking positive and just taking what you have and just working from that, not like talking down on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I'd also say like the effort at practices, we're going to try and start honing down on the effort that the athletes are having during the course. Like sometimes you can get a little bit late, can be hard to make some of the gates. So we're going to try and make sure everyone knows, don't give up, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just ski out of the course because it
yeah.
gets a little bit difficult.
Yeah, like practice how you play.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
none of them would do like some of the stuff at a race that they do.
You
want
to, yeah, you want to just give up in the middle of a race.
Yeah, it has to be like equal.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And is there anything new in the training plan this year that you guys have added or that's been added to your training plan that you see real results from?
I'd say, like, we've done a lot more timing, which it's kind of comparing. We do, like, segments of the course, so it kind of pinpoints where you're losing the most time or technically gaining it.
Yeah.
So where you could be, like, improve. So
okay, yeah.
It kind of compares yourself to, like, the other people on the team,
mm-hmm.
but it's just about, like, where can I make this speed and like catch up to this person or whatever.
Yeah, so like specifically where you could do a little bit better.
Exactly.
That's really helpful.
And I'd say it's great for motivating yourself to push, get faster each and every run, trying to beat your time and get the best time possible at practice. So it's kind of like, you could say practice racing.
Yeah.
So you get actual results and you know where you can actually improve in the course.
Yeah, so you're getting more specific feedback that's like helpful for racing.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And is there any way that you guys, along with your teammates, try to make practices a little bit more fun? Like, are there any games you play? Maybe like little fun activities on Fridays?
On the bus, a lot of our teammates love to play Among Us. It's a 2020 staple, but they have brought it back, always playing it. The bus can get very loud. Even when I'm trying to do my homework, I'm like trying to remind them, guys, hey, to calm down a little bit. But we really like to play that. We wish we could play it with our co-op athletes because they don't ride the bus with us to practice. Mm-hmm. But once we get to Welch, there's not much time to practice, so we really can't do much with them. But I'd say everyone on the team is pretty close being from different schools.
Yeah, I agree with Annika.
And you guys can have some fun little times on the lift on the way back up after some runs. And is there anything you guys are doing in terms of team bonding as captains?
Every year we go to either, in the past we have gone to rock climb in like the metro area, and this year we went to the trampoline park. It was a lot of fun. we got all of our co-op athletes together, so everybody got to be together, everyone got to know each other.
That's really fun.
We always stop at Chipotle, too. We love that.
Love Chipotle.
Yes.
Who doesn't? So you guys have another conference race coming up this upcoming Tuesday. How is the team looking going into that? Is there some fierce competition at this meet or?
Well, we haven't raced at this hill yet, so we don't really know what to expect.
Okay.
But I think since we don't know what to expect, I think we're all really excited and we have a good like headspace going into it.
Yeah.
Would it be the same competition as the race previously on Tuesday this week? So we kind of know what to expect. The competition is, there's some people from certain teams that are competitive, and Rochester, one of the Rochester teams, is pretty competitive too, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think if we can all if we all can perform, I think it would go very smoothly.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know what to expect in terms of competition, but like the hill and the actual place you're going to race is a little bit more up in the air.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. So it'll be a fun new experience racing somewhere new. Very exciting. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
Thanks.
And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. I'm Liz Campbell, and I'm your host on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1, The One.
And that's it. I'm telling you, that's it. For today, anyhow. That's right. The Raider Wrap will be back next Saturday. 10 a.m. right here on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One KYMN. If you want to listen back to the interviews today, we had Mike Luckcraft on the program. We had Matt Christensen, head coach of the boys basketball team. And, of course, Grant Selko bringing us all the scores and highlights at the beginning of the program, and Liz with the one-on-one with the Alpine ski captains here on this week's Meet the Raiders. So we want to thank you for tuning in if you are so inclined. And if you want to listen back to it, like I say, go to kymnradio.net. And all you got to do is go to programs, click on the Raider Wrap, find today's date, and listen. You can also go into our archives. So if there is a particular week that you were interested in and you wanted to hear back to maybe what kind of interviews were going on those days, all you got to do is select each Saturday's date and you can listen back to the archives of the Raider Wrap. Don't forget this evening, 7 o'clock puck drop as the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team takes on the Owatonna and the Huskies from Owatonna, and aka the Owls, if you will. And it's about 8 minutes after 11 o'clock on this Saturday morning, and this is going to be the best day in the next couple of days anyhow. So cloudy skies, a high today of around 29 tonight, cooling off to 22 Tomorrow, gradually falling temperatures. It's going to be 12 o'clock by tomorrow afternoon around 5. And then for Sunday night, cooling off to a negative 3 degrees. Sunny skies and a high of 5 above for Monday. Yeah, baby, it's time to get out them long johns. Monday night, partly cloudy, cooling off with a low of around 8 below. And then sunny skies on Tuesday, a high of 7, cooling off to 4 below. Wednesday, temperatures rise back up into the 20s, so a high of 22, hopefully, by Wednesday. 18, overcast skies, maybe a hint of sunshine here, there, and anywhere. And you can find sunshine internally. All you got to do is look for it. Hope you find your 10 days of gratitude today. On behalf of everybody here, we look forward to seeing you here this evening at 7 o'clock. Again, KYMNradio.net, streaming live, the hockey game. Tell all your fans and friends and family and everyone around the country if they want to tune in to tonight's program. All they got to do is go on to the old interweb and go to the Googly and type in KYMN Radio. Boom. Click on Listen Live and you're rocking and rolling all evening long. Hey, also, we need some input from you. Yeah, I'm looking for some input, believe it or not. I don't like to just sit here and talk all day. Well, maybe a little bit. Needless to say, I'm not here to talk, to hear myself talk. I want to know what's going on with you. So don't forget, studio at kymnradio.net. You can send us an email, ask us a question. You can ask about the coaches. If you want to ask them about their programs, you want to ask them about one of the players or the activities, or you want to know what's coming up in the near future with regards to Raider activities or something of that nature, feel free to just drop us a line at studio at kymnradio.net. All right, I'm running out of time, boys and girls. I got to go. Stick a fork in this. We're done. Special hello. Happy New Year to all those that I missed wishing a Happy New Year earlier in the year. And, hey, I guess we'll catch you next week. I know that we're going to have, I believe we're going to have Jeff Staub next week, who is the wrestling coach, and they always wrestle on Saturdays, so that's why it's rare, because they usually check in around 8 or 9 o'clock, and then they start wrestling. Don't forget, today the boys are down at True State in Austin. They've already started the diving competition, if I'm not mistaken. I'll take a quick look here. The diving starts at 9:45, so they're well underway. They might even be almost done. And then the swimming will start at 1:30 this afternoon in Austin. So again, the boys' swim team heading down to the True State. That's where everyone kind of gets into the pool and everyone swims for everything they got to see who's the best of the best. So congratulations to a great start to them, and good luck to them later today. Anything else? Let me see. Well, I better go home and get all my money and my ID and get back to living. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week on the Raider Wrap here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN. Have a great day.